This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared to be in position for a fifth term in power Wednesday as results from a tight parliamentary election showed his Likud party and right-wing allies in the best position to form a coalition government. With 97% of ballots counted, Likud stood even with the centrist Blue and White Party, led by former military chief Benny Gantz. Both sides claimed victory in the hours after the voting ended. Gantz portrayed himself as a unifying force in Israel and said it was time to oust Netanyahu from power. Netanyahu also faces an ongoing criminal investigation. U.S. Attorney General William Barr returning to Capitol Hill Wednesday to testify before lawmakers a day after he declined to discuss any specifics of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. On Tuesday, speaking before a House panel on his department's 2020 budget, Barr testified for the first time since issuing a summary of the special counsel's findings. Barr faced criticism from Democrats who suggested he had acted to shield President Trump from the full weight of the probe's conclusions. The search continuing for the pilot of a Japanese fighter jet that crashed in the Pacific Ocean Tuesday night during a training mission. Search and rescue crews found the wreckage of the F-35 stealth fighter jet hours after it vanished from the radar screens. The single-engine, single-seat plane, that is, vanished just a half hour after taking off from the Misawa Air Base. Japan's defense minister said the remaining 12 F-35 jets stationed at Misawa had been grounded. Heavy rains in Brazil blamed for killing at least 10 people and leaving a trail of destruction in Rio de Janeiro. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The European Union will grant Britain another delay to leave the EU, according to a draft statement by the bloc's national leaders. Anna Braven reports. British Prime Minister Theresa May is aggressively trying to keep the Brexit plan alive.
May had dashed to Berlin and Paris Tuesday to ask Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron to allow Britain to put off its divorce. But the draft statement left the end date blank, pending a decision by the other 27 national leaders at an EU emergency summit on Wednesday. The UK was originally supposed to leave the EU at the end of last month, but was granted an extension until this Friday. Arguably Britain's weakest leader in a generation, May had feared crashing out of the bloc without a deal at the end of the week. Although she's also said that she fears at this rate, Britain might never leave.
That was Anna Braven reporting. The number of measles cases continuing to climb at an alarming rate here in the U.S., forcing some officials to take unusual action. In response to the outbreak in an ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in New York City, officials on Tuesday declared a health emergency. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Most of the cases are in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn.
The message today for all New Yorkers is to take measles seriously.
This is the largest outbreak in New York since 1991.
The only way to stop this outbreak is to ensure that those who have not been vaccinated get the vaccine.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says anyone who refuses to get a measles vaccine could be fined $1,000.
It's crucial for people to understand the measles vaccine works. It is safe. It is effective. It is time tested.
New York's health commissioner says there is resistance from some groups that believe the measles shots are dangerous. I'm Ed Donahue.
An American man being held without bond in the U.S. charged with plotting an ISIS-inspired attack at National Harbor in his home state of Maryland. Federal prosecutors believe Rondell Henry was close to carrying out the attack in a stolen truck.
Based on our investigation so far, this defendant appears to have formed a plot to harm large numbers of innocent people and taken concrete steps to execute that plot.
The 28-year-old suspect arrested Monday before police believe he was heading to National Harbor, a hotel, retail, and entertainment complex where there is a steady flow of pedestrian traffic. In another blow to President Nicolas Maduro, the Organization of American States voting Tuesday to recognize an opposition envoy as Venezuelan ambassador to the group. The United States and 50 other countries have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown here in Washington.